Psalm chapter 127 and verse 1. This is a song of degrees for Solomon. It's a psalm that was written for his son Solomon. Except the Lord build the house, they labor in vain that build it. Praise God. It was Solomon that built the house, wasn't it? And he told him, he said, except the Lord build the house, they labor in vain that build it. Amen. I want to preach a little bit tonight, except the Lord build the house. Praise God. The Lord gave me this a number of days ago in prayer, and I want to just give you what I feel like the Lord gave me. Amen. Let's pray together. Let's ask for the help of the Lord tonight. We thank you, Jesus, for your touch. We thank you for your presence tonight. God, we're asking you to speak to us through the Word of God. Touch us tonight. We pray in Jesus' name. Everybody said amen.
Amen.
Amen. God bless you. You can be seated. Praise the Lord. I don't plan to preach a long time, but I want to just talk about this for just a little bit here tonight, because building is something I am a little bit familiar with. To me, it is very exciting to take some raw materials and to do this, that, and the other with them and end up with something that is beautiful and something that is valuable. Amen. To take something that is of little value and make it valuable to me. This is me. It gives me satisfaction. It helps me down the road here. Whether we realize it or not, every one of us are building something in our lives. We're building a house, or if you please, we're building a life. And what we are working with tonight is the only available resources that we have around us. And we can't create anything. We don't have the ability to create anything from nothing like God can. We can use only the things that are available to us. And to that extent, the things that we have that are proper tools as well, the tools that we have to work with. Now, if you look back 100 years or 200 years back in human history, you're going to see that things were different, totally, completely different than they are today. And I'm thankful for many of the changes, and some of the changes I wish we could go back to some of those things. But if you were to do a study of just North America, you would see that the American Indians, you would see how they lived. You would look at their houses. Their houses were made, they were called teepees, and they lived in those things. And I don't know if I could live in one of those things, especially some that lived up in the northern parts of the country where it gets to 50 below zero. And they lived in those teepees. And you would read and you would learn about the covered wagons that came across the plains of Kansas. They said that my great-grandmother came across the central part of the United States in a covered wagon. And I can't imagine bouncing along without a nice, smooth, paved road that we're used to driving on, and going through the potholes and going through over the rocks and through the creeks and the rivers and all of that. But that was their home for a while. And then they built themselves log cabins if there were trees available. And if there weren't any trees that were available, they built dugouts. They called them dugouts. And they would dig it out of the side of a hill. And they would line it with rock. And they would put a door on the front of it and a hole for the smoke to go out of. No concrete floor, no stone floor. I don't know why they didn't have stone floors, but they didn't put stone floors in them. And it was a dirt floor, and they had to pack the floor down and try to keep it as clean as possible. I can't imagine living like that, but that was all the materials that they had at the time, and that was the best tools that they had. If we were to go back even further, you would see that there were those that lived in caves, and they found a place underneath a lip of stone, and they would build their fires underneath there, and they would go scavenging for rocks, and they would come up with some sort of cement mortar, although it wasn't cement mortar. And they would make this. They would make their houses underneath the overhang of the rock. And if you go to New Mexico, in the Four Corners area, you'd be able to see where those people lived, and those buildings are still there for you to look at and to see. And whatever time we live in, and I thank God for the time that we live in, and wherever you come from, all of us are building a house. Amen. And some have more materials available to them than others, but every one of us are building a house tonight. And Paul wrote about this. And I want to get into this a little bit. I hope you all will be with me here tonight. Hebrews chapter 3 and verse 4 and 5. And when we're finished reading this, just keep your finger in Hebrews 3, because I'm going to go back to it after a few scriptures here. But Hebrews chapter 3, verses 4 and 5, and the Bible says, "For every house is builded by some man." We understand that. "But he that built all things is God." Everybody said God. "And Moses verily was faithful in all his house as a servant for a testimony of those things which were to be spoken after." Amen. And so here we have the truth about anything and everything that we could do in this life. Amen. Anything that we can do in this life, and we talk about Moses here, and another place it says that the house that Moses built, Moses was faithful in all of his house, but Moses did not have more glory than the house that he built. Amen. Moses did not have more glory than the house that he built. We know that he built the tabernacle, right? It was the tent of meeting. It was the sanctuary. It was the house of God at that point in time. Moses gave the law to the children of Israel. They call it the Mosaic Law, but it really wasn't the Mosaic Law. It was God's law. Amen. It was just God's law that God gave to a man, and a man took that material and he did something with it. Amen. He had a blueprint from God to build a house. He had a blueprint to build the tabernacle. And when he built it, then the glory of the Lord filled the house, and the fire was on the house, and the cloud was upon the house. But the house had more honor than the one who had built the house. Amen. I think we can understand that tonight. We can see that. And when we build something by ourselves, well, when we look at it that way, the greater the project, the greater the need for materials, and the greater need for labor. Some houses are so large, one person would never be able to build it. The project, the greater the project, the greater the needs. And when it's finished, the house itself, really, when you look at it tonight, it has more glory than the builder. Amen. It does, because how can we glory when we never made the materials? Amen. We never made the trees. We never made the things that are in the ground that we have extracted to make the wires and the sheetrock and the paneling and all the things that we do on our house. We don't have more glory than the house, because we can't glory in the things that are around us, We can't have more glory than them. They were there by God already. Amen. They were made by God. They were put there by God. They were created by God out of nothing. They were put in their place by the Word of God. All we have done is harvest them. Amen. All we did was harvest it and put it together. Very much like going to the store and buying a puzzle. You can buy a five-piece puzzle maybe, or you can buy a 1,000-piece puzzle. And yet when it's all said and done, you never took the picture and you never cut each one of those pieces out of there. You were just working with some material that you had or some material that you went and got. Amen. And there's a certain amount of glory. Oh, you did that? Yes, I did that. Well, that's really beautiful. Oh, that wood is beautiful. Well, that's no glory to the builder. Amen. That's a glory to somebody else. That's a glory to the tree, to the beauty of the grain of the tree and the color of the wood. Amen. And I knew how to do that. Well, the wisdom to put things together and to build things came from somebody else. It didn't come up from within us. And if we look in the scriptures, we'll see that it's God that gives us the ability to make things. He put into a certain family a spirit of understanding to work in silver and gold and curious things, very intricate things. Amen. It wasn't from us and it wasn't from within us. Amen. The ability to put it together came from someplace else. And so when we look at it this way, we have less honor than the building. Amen. And if we glory in our house, we've missed the point of all life. Praise God. If we glory in the things that we've accomplished in this world, then we are missing the point of all life. Amen. Because all that we can build in this life is going to pass away and it's going to come to nothing. Can you say amen tonight? It's going to come to nothing. 1 Corinthians chapter 3 and verse 13, it says, every man's work, everybody said every man's work, every man's work shall be made manifest. For the day shall declare it, because it shall be revealed by fire. And we know that Peter said the elements shall melt with a fervent heat when the judgment of God comes upon this world. And it's going to be revealed. Every man's work is going to be revealed. My work is going to be revealed. Your work is going to be revealed. And it's going to be revealed by fire. Amen. And the fire shall try every man's work of what sort it is. If any man's work abide, which he hath built thereupon, he shall receive a reward. If any man's work shall be burned, he shall suffer loss, but he himself shall be saved, yet so as by fire. Amen. And so we see here tonight the necessity to see that God has a plan for our life. God has a blueprint for each and every one of us here tonight. Doesn't matter how old you are, doesn't matter how young you are, we have a call of God upon each and every one of our lives tonight. And everything that we do is going to be tried by fire, fire that comes from God, and everything that we have built. Amen. If a man's work abide which he hath built. Amen. But if his work shall be burned up, he shall suffer loss. And so we are building something. Amen. Every one of us tonight are building something. We're working with the materials that we have around us. And we build certain things here in the Midwest. in other parts of the country, they build things differently. If you go to New Mexico, every one of the houses are brick or they are stucco. Amen. Because of the extreme heat that they have to go through and the dryness of the situation. And I could go on and on, but they work with what they have. They work with the materials that are at their feet, as it were. And so Matthew chapter 6 and verse 19, Jesus said, "Lay not up for yourselves treasures upon earth, where moth and rust doth corrupt, and where thieves break through and steal. But lay up for yourselves treasures in heaven, where neither moth nor rust doth corrupt, and where thieves do not break through nor steal. For where your treasure is, there will your heart be also." Amen. Where your treasure is, that's where your heart is going to be. And so when we look at the materials around us here tonight, I could use this in a physical sense, but you know that I'm going to talk about the spiritual sense of this here tonight. Amen. That we are building a spiritual house. Amen. We are working on a spiritual house. And this spiritual house that we can build, we will build it as we labor together with God. There is no way to build a spiritual house without God. There is no way you can build a physical house without God, in a sense of the word, but you cannot build a physical house without God. Amen. Because it is impossible for us to be spiritual. It is impossible for us to go into the realm of the Spirit and speak with other tongues and prophesy and lay hands on the sick and they are healed. It is impossible for us to do that without God. Can you say amen to that tonight? It's an impossibility. And in Hebrews chapter 3, I told you I was going to go back to that. I want to go up a few verses to verse 1, and I want to read down a little bit. And it says, "Wherefore, holy brethren, partakers of the heavenly calling, consider the apostle and high priest of our profession, Christ Jesus, who was faithful to him that appointed him." That would be his father. "As also," and now he talks about Moses, this is the scripture that we read earlier, "as also Moses was faithful in all his house. For this man was counted worthy of more glory than Moses, in as he who hath builded the house hath more honor than the house." Everybody said more honor than the house. More honor than the house. And so Moses built the house, but the house had more honor than Moses. It had more glory than Moses. And because it housed the presence of God. Amen. Whatever we build in this life, it should not give glory to us. And we should not seek for glory for us through the things that we do. But what we should do is pass that glory on to the one who really deserves it, and that's God and God alone. Well, praise the Lord. I saw this and I got excited about it because he talks here about Jesus Christ. And he says, "Inasmuch as he who hath built the house hath more honor than the house." And I guess I never looked at it this way before, but that's really a very good one God scripture. Amen. Because the only one who has more honor and glory than the house that he built is God. Amen. God built us a house here on the earth, but the earth does not have more glory than God. The heavens declare the glory of God, amen, but they do not have more glory than God. When God came down and knocked Paul off of his horse, Amen. Knocked him down to the ground. There was a light that shined brighter than the noonday sun. Amen. The sun did not have more glory than him. He had more glory than the sun. Praise God. And the very reason that he had more glory, I hope y'all are with me here tonight. The reason that he had more glory than the house that he built is because he was the one who created every part of the house. Amen. He created the trees. He created the ground. He created the earth and all of the elements that are in the earth. And so when he built the house had less honor than him. Amen. That which is created can never have more glory than the Creator. Amen. The Creator is blessed forever. Amen. The Creator is the highest. Amen. He sits high and lifted up tonight. I feel his presence here. Amen. I do. I feel the presence of the Lord here tonight. Amen. Moses was faithful, and we need to be faithful. Moses was faithful, and he was counted worthy. Amen. Worthy of glory. Amen. There was a certain glory that the people gave to Moses, but it did not equal and it did not even come close to the glory of the God that called Moses. Amen. The God that called Moses was much, much higher than him. Amen. There is none of us that will attain to the heights of God. There are none of us that will attain to the heights of his wisdom and his understanding and his knowledge. There is not a single one of us tonight that will be able to build anything better than God could build it. Praise the Lord. I was listening to a debate, and it was an atheist, and the atheist said, my students could create something greater than it, than some of the things that are in nature, and I just laughed at myself. Amen. I just laughed at him. How foolish can we be to think that we have more knowledge than God, more knowledge than the things that are around us. I'm telling you what, we don't even know all of the species that are alive on the earth today. We're still discovering insects that we didn't even know existed. Amen. There are literally millions and billions of different kinds of things upon this earth, and every one of them different in a lot of different aspects. Amen. The deeper we go, the smaller we go, the greater it is. The bigger we go, the greater it is. It doesn't matter what you examine in God's creation. The more you examine it, the bigger it gets. Well, praise God. The more we look at it and scratch our head and said, well, I guess that throws this theory out the window. I guess we didn't really understand what we thought we understood. Amen. Because now we've discovered something new. Amen. His wisdom and knowledge is higher than the heavens are above the earth. And that's a long ways. Amen. Many, many, many million light years away. And that's how much higher God's wisdom and knowledge is than our wisdom and knowledge. Praise God. But this great God, amen, this great God that created everything, who has more glory than any house that he could ever build, more glory, much more glory than any house that we could ever build, this God created all of these things, and then he decided to come down and inhabit his own house. Well, praise God. John chapter 1 and verse 10, he was in the world, and the world was made by him, and the world knew him not. Praise God. He who created all things came down and robed himself in this house of flesh. Praise God. To give us all the things that we would need to build a spiritual house for God. Amen. A spiritual house in this temple that God has given to each and every one of us. Amen. Well, praise the Lord. If nobody gets anything out of this, I'm going to get something out of it. I got something out of it while I was preparing it, and I'm going to get some more out of it while I'm delivering it here tonight. Well, praise God. 1 Peter chapter 2 and verse 5. He said, ye also as lively stones are built up a spiritual house and a holy priesthood to offer up spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God by Jesus Christ. Wherefore also it is contained in the scripture, behold, I lay in Zion a chief cornerstone, elect, precious, and he that believeth on him shall not be confounded. Unto you therefore which believe, he is precious. Is he precious to you tonight? But unto them which be disobedient, the stone which the builders disallowed, the same is become the head of the corner, a stone of stumbling and a rock of offense, even to them which stumble at the word, being disobedient, whereunto also they are appointed. Amen. And we could go on. It says, but ye are a chosen generation, a holy priest, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people, that you should show forth the praises of him who hath called you out of darkness into his marvelous light, which in time past, and for many of us it's not too far back in the past, we were not a people. But now we are a people, the people of God, which had not obtained mercy, but now have obtained mercy. Amen. Praise God. This one who came and built this house is not like you or me. Praise God. He's not even close. We're not even close to him. That was the folly of Satan when Satan said, I will go above the stars of God. I will sit in the highest place. I will ascend above the heights of God. And the Bible says, thou shalt be cast down to hell. Amen. His work, the house that he was trying to build, was not to the glory of God, but it was to the glory of himself. Praise God. And this one who came, came and robed himself in that house called Jesus Christ. And like Moses, we as Moses, we have less honor than the house. But this one who came, he created all the material. He put together the plans. He was the beginning, the middle, and the finishing of the house. Amen. And so when he finished this house, he sat down, amen, expecting until his enemies became his footstool. Praise God. We serve an awesome God tonight. We serve an awesome God tonight. And so where is boasting and where is bragging? It is to God and God alone. Psalm chapter 34 and verse 2, it says, my soul shall make her boast in the Lord. The humble shall hear thereof and be glad. Amen. My soul shall make her boast in the Lord. As the Apostle Paul said, I am what I am by the grace of God. It was God that made me the way I am. It is God that has blessed me. If there is any good thing in me, it's not of me, it's of God. Amen. He gets the glory for what goes on, amen, in his house. We don't get the glory. Praise God. Amen. If there is any goodness in me, the honor goes to God. Praise the Lord. Jesus said, when you've done it all, he said, just say, I'm an unprofitable servant. I have simply done what has been asked of me to do. And for most of us tonight, we haven't even measured up to all of that. And I can say amen to that for me, because I have failed him many times. But I'm telling you, we cannot brag nor boast of ourselves. Amen. Isaiah 10 and 15, it says, shall the axe boast itself against him that heweth therewith? Or shall the saw magnify itself against him that shaketh it? as if the rod should shake itself against them that lift it up, or if the staff should lift up itself as it were no wood. How foolish would that be for the axe to boast against the one who swings it. Amen. You know what? We're just axes here tonight. We're just a staff here tonight. Praise God. We're just a rod here tonight. We're just a saw blade. Amen. And we can be set aside on the shelf and rust until we're no good. Or we can be put on a saw and cut a lot of wood and build a house. Amen. Well, praise God. But when it's all said and done, I can't say that's what I did. No, it was somebody else that did it with me. That's why the Bible says we are laborers together with God. We can't build this house without God. I can't build my house without God. Come on, somebody. Help me a little bit here tonight. Amen. Boasting is in the Lord. Bragging is in the Lord. Amen. The Lord that created all things is my God. And I'm going to tell somebody about it. And I'm going to share it with them how great this God has been to me. Amen. Praise the Lord. Except the Lord build the house. Amen. Except the Lord build the house. Except the Lord fill me, I'm going to be empty. Amen. Except the Lord forgive me, I will be unforgiven. Amen. And have a penalty over my head. Except the Lord cleanse me, I'm going to remain dirty. Amen. Except the Lord touch me, I will not live. Amen. And except the Lord give me breath, I will not have any breath in me and pass away immediately. Except the Lord teach me, I will have no wisdom. Except the Lord lift me up, I'll stay down. Amen. They that labor, labor in vain, unless the Lord builds the house. Can't do it on my own, and you can't do it on your own. We've got to have God. Somebody help me here tonight. Praise the Lord. Some people build on the sand and some build on the rock. Amen. Some build according to the blueprint and some build according to their own blueprint. The end is going to determine what it was built out of. Amen. The end, when the fire comes upon this world, if you please, when the storms come and the winds blow and the waves beat upon the house that you've built, amen, what will remain? Amen. Will it burn up and you'll just look at a pile of ashes and say, there's my work, or will it abide? Amen. Jesus said in one place, lay not up for yourselves treasures in heaven, or on the earth rather, but lay up for yourselves treasures in heaven where moth and rust doth not corrupt. That's why prayer is so very important. That's why fasting is so very important. Amen. That's why the Word of God is so very important to us. Because we are bankrupt. We are empty without God in our lives. Amen. We have nothing to give, only to work with what has been given to us. Praise God. The praise goes to Him and Him alone. Amen. Make your plans based on His will. Don't make your plans based upon convenience or the excitement of the moment. Amen. Spend your time serving Him. Serve Him with prayer and fasting and calling upon His name. Amen. Because our reward is going to be reckoned to the house that we built, the spiritual house. Praise God. He's not going to ask me how big a church I built. He's not going to ask me what kind of car I drive, or drove rather. He's not going to ask me what kind of home I lived in, or how much money that I have. He's going to ask me, do you know me? Do you love me? Amen. Are you walking with me? Those are the most important things about living for God. And yes, the Lord knows we need to work and we need to provide for our families. And I've always said, if I'm going to work, I want to make as much as I can make. Well, praise God. That's right. Because it'll bless me and my family, and it'll bless the work of God at the same time. Praise God. We ought to pray that God lifts us up and blesses us. Amen. But without His blessings, we're not going that way. We're going the other way. Amen. Except the Lord build the house. Amen. I said, except the Lord build the house. Folks, we cannot manufacture a revival. That only comes from God. It only comes through prayer. Amen. It only comes through fasting. Amen. I've learned over the years I cannot save anyone. That is God's work and God's work alone. Amen. I can't say something exactly right to convert somebody to the Lord. Amen. Because I don't know their heart and I don't know exactly what to say all the time. But all I am is a sower. Amen. I'm taking the things that are available to me and I'm spreading it around in my environment. Amen. And some will come up and some won't come up. I used to get real discouraged when folks would not live for God and when Bible studies didn't work out. But I've gotten past that. Amen. And I've checked myself to see if it's just that I don't care anymore. I don't believe that's what it is. No, I do care. But there comes a time in your life, except the Lord build the house. They that labor, labor in vain. Amen. Well, praise God. We could have bingo on Friday night here and pack this place out. Amen. We could remove all of our standards. Amen. And we could pack this place out. But I'm telling you what, I'm not going to go there and I'm not going to do that. Praise God. Because I'll be laboring in vain. Amen. I said I'll be laboring in vain unless the Lord builds the house. Praise God. If He doesn't lift me up, I'm not going to be lifted up. He said, don't go to the high seat, go to the low seat. Amen. And then if you get lifted up, it's great. But it's not that great if you go to the high seat and they ask you to go down to the lower seat. Then you get humbled. Amen. One is building his own house, the other is letting the Lord build his house. He that humbleth himself shall be exalted, and he that exalteth himself shall be humbled. Amen. Well, praise God. God's the one that's got the material for your life tonight. God's the only one that's got the things that you need for your house. Praise God. And when I live, it's unto the Lord. And when I die, it's unto the Lord. Large or small, it's God's house. It's God's work. It's God's church. It's God's people. Except the Lord build the house. Somebody say that with me. Except the Lord build the house. Amen. He that labors, labors in vain. Why don't you stand with me tonight? Praise God. And when God builds the house, listen to this tonight, and I hope that we can all remember this in many, many years to come. Amen. If the Lord tarries and this church grows and blossoms to a mighty, mighty church, if we ever get to the place where we can say, look at the golden walls in our church. Look at what is happening in our church. And we begin to boast and we begin to brag and we begin to say those things. I'm telling you, we're at the pinnacle and we're on our way down. Because when it's all said and done, the little things, just the little things, God gets the glory. Somebody said, this is a beautiful church. I said, God built this church. And they just smile at me. Right. Yeah, he sawed all the wood. No, he didn't saw the wood, but he made all the wood. He created everything that you see. He just called me here to put it all together. And I didn't know how to put it together. So he said, oh, that piece right over there goes over here. Oh, thank you. Some people don't like that when they're building a puzzle. You come up and you say, oh, that piece goes right there. I've been looking for that for a half an hour, and you just walk right up, and there it is. They get mad. Not me. If I'm trying for a half an hour to put a piece in a puzzle, and somebody comes up and says that, I say, thank you very much. Is there another one that you can see that I need somewhere here? Please help me. Praise God. Then when it's all said and done, it's a beautiful picture. Amen. Take an old rough-looking piece of wood and put it on a lathe and get it spinning real fast and put the tool on there and begin to cut it. And all this beauty comes out of this wood. Amen. And some people are famous. Some people are famous. There's, I forget where I was, somewhere in my travels in my life, I was somewhere, and there was someone that had made all of these glass things. And they made a chandelier out of glass, and it was like, had a bulb on the bottom. It looked like a long thing coming down like this, and they were all connected together, and it was this huge thing. Beautiful, multicolored, and the person was famous for building this. And I thought, wow, look at that. Isn't that awesome? But you know what? You know what? That had more honor than the man that made it. He didn't make the glass. Oh, yeah, he put it in the oven and made it. No, what he put in the oven, he didn't make. He didn't make the fire. God made the opportunity for that. He just took some materials that were laying around, and he made something out of it. Amen. More honor than him. But when God makes something, well, praise God. And I'll tell you what, when God makes something, it's going to be much, much more beautiful than a church building. But the beauty of a house, Sister Glenda, when somebody comes into the church and they don't know anything about God, and they're far out in the darkness, and a year later, they're a saint of God, they're living for God, they understand the Word of God, that's a beautiful house right there. And we can say, God did that. God did that. Oh, well, you're doing a whole lot better. Don't say, yeah, I'm doing a whole lot better. I've changed my life. I started going to church. I did this. You know what? We do that naturally, and I'm not criticizing you if you have. But say it this way. God did that for me. Put it all. Give the glory to God. Amen. Just give the glory to God and say, God did that. Oh, you don't drink anymore. You don't smoke anymore. You don't curse anymore. Amen. I just can't understand. Brother Mike's telling me that the other night. I just can't understand what's happened to my son. Amen. Can't imagine what's happened to my brother. God did that. God did that. Praise the Lord. And if you're living in a nice home and you're driving a nice car and you've got $5 billion in the bank, and somebody says, hey, man, you're awesome, you ought to look at them and rebuke them and say, God's awesome. Did you hear me tonight? God's awesome. It's not me, it's God. But it's to those that brag and boast of themselves, well, I did this and I did that and I did the other, and we gain admiration of men. I'm telling you tonight, the admiration of men is fleeting. It's here today and it's gone tomorrow. Well, praise the Lord. Except the Lord build the house. Young men, except the Lord build your house, you're just going to labor in vain. It's like the guy that was trying to break a big rock, and he was given a sledgehammer. And he spent all day swinging that sledgehammer, just beating on that rock, and nothing happened. This is supposed to be a true story. Whether it is or not, I cannot vouch for that, but I've heard this is a true story. And he beat on it all day with that sledgehammer, and nothing happened. Those people that do stones, they tell me this is a fact. An old, old gentleman come up. It was a young man, swinging and swinging, sweating, getting tired, worn out, muscles aching. He said, let me show you something. And he took his time, And he took the rock and he walked around it and he looked at it, rolled it a little bit, rolled it a little bit, took the sledgehammer and walked over here. Rolled it a little bit more. Hit it with one swing, and it crumbled into stones. How'd you do that? You got to know what you're doing. Praise God. But if you try to break the rocks of your life, make it into something that you want it to be, you're going to be swinging and swinging and swinging, and nothing's going to happen. Praise God. Except the Lord build the house. Let's love Him together. Can we do that tonight? I love you, Jesus. God, lay your hand upon these young men. Lay your hand upon each and every one of us tonight, God. Help us to pass the glory to you. You get all the glory. You get all the praise. You get all the honor tonight. In Jesus' name, amen. Let's sing a chorus tonight.